理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Well, today we want to continue with our lesson, Gaming Gets As Large As Life.
Hi friends, my name is Steve. Of course, computer games and video games have been popular for many, many years, but mostly we've played them in our homes or in an internet cafe. Now these games are being taken out to the streets. We're blending or merging the virtual world with the real one.
Last time we learned about the first game, Bot Fighters. Today we'll learn about a new one called Pac-Manhattan. Join us on page 38 in the right-hand column and line 24.
Gaming gets as large as life. Pac-Manhattan. The classic arcade game, Pac-Man,inspired a popular urban game in New York called Pac-Manhattan. Gamers dress up as ghosts and run through the streets of Manhattan, chasing another player dressed as Pac-Man. When a ghost touches Pac-Man, the game ends. Each player has a controller who sits in a room and monitors the game action on a map.The gamers use their cell phones to update their controllers on their location. It's the controller's job to help them either find or avoid the other players.
Well, the title of this game, or the name of this game, is Pac-Manhattan, and of course this was designed or came after that classic game,Pac-Man that came out, wow, back in the 70s?
Maybe early 80s.
Okay.
Something like that. But probably over 20 years ago, Pac-Man, which is a classic arcade game, came out then. And when we say classic, we mean it's timeless. That was one of the most popular arcade games of all time. It was called Pac-Man. And this little creature went around the screen, gobbling up dots for points, trying to avoid ghosts.
Okay, so we call it a classic arcade game. Now, an arcade, often we think about an enclosed area, a room where there are a lot of games or a lot of machines that you can play these arcade games at. Some of these games were pinball machine games, but others were like these computer-style games.
Right, Vicky, probably in your day you had a lot of pinball machines at the arcade, but that changed over time as technology became better and better.You would go to these arcades and you'd have 40 or 50 or even more games to choose from. And there, again, you put your money in the coin slot, and then you can play these games.
Arcades are still very, very popular, becoming more and more popular, in fact, I think, as we have more and more of these video games. Well, it says Pac-Man inspired a popular urban game in New York called Pac-Manhattan. So Manhattan, of course, we know is an area of New York City, and so it's kind of a cute play on words there. And it's an urban game. It's a game played in the city.
Okay, now remember, these games are coming out of the arcade and they're going onto the streets. Interesting, interesting game. Gamers dress up as ghosts and run through the streets of Manhattan chasing another player dressed as Pac-Man. So it's the game in real life.
In real life. And I think you have to be a little bit crazy to play a game like this, to dress up like a ghost and run around the streets of Manhattan.
Could be fun for some. They're using their cell phones again. They're using their GPS and their, their Palm Pilots or whatever technology they need. They're using these things to try to win the game.
Okay, so the idea of dressing up, we often use that to talk about going out to a fine restaurant or a maybe a dinner party. You would dress up in your finest clothes. But in this case, it's talking about putting on a costume to dress up, like putting on a ghost costume or this Pac-Man costume.
Right, and you see pictures of these things on the next page, people dressed up as Pac-Man and dressed up as ghosts. They're running around the streets using their cell phones trying to find each other so that they can gain points.
Okay, so they chase each other through the city. They dress up and then they chase each other around. Now, there is actually an area that's designated for this plane to go on. It's like a plane board.
Okay, so they've taken the video game and they've kind of imposed it or put it in a certain section of the city. There at the bottom of page 38, you see a screen there. That's not a screen of the original Pac-Man game, although it looks like it a little bit. That's a screen of the game Pac-Manhattan.
Okay, and actually there are controllers in another area that are watching all of this activity, and they locate where people are, and they communicate to the people on the streets. Now, there is a designated area, as I said, where they're playing. It's like a 6x4 block area in downtown Manhattan.
Okay, moving over to page 39, we see the objective here. When a ghost touches Pac-Man, the game ends. And that's kind of what happens in the real video game. These ghosts are chasing this Pac-Man around the screen, and when the ghost touches Pac-Man, he ends. But Pac-Man has the ability to chase the ghosts at certain times too, right,
Vicki? That's right. That's part of the game. Now, I understand there are four ghosts out there, and each ghost has its own general, somebody back home or somewhere else that they're helping to control this game. Then Pac-Man also has his own general, someone that's keeping track of things and giving him information.
Okay, when you say general, that's another word for controller. Mm-hmm. Here the author says each player has a controller who sits in a room and monitors the game action on a map. So they're always in constant communication. Maybe they're using a cell phone or some kind of conversation device that they can always talk to each other. And they're saying, okay, where's the ghost? I'm trying to avoid it if I'm Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. If I'm a ghost, I'm asking, okay, where's Pac-Man now?
That's right. So they're getting that information. Also, when Pac-Man actually eats a ghost, we might say, or kills a ghost, he gets so many points, and so that information is constantly given to him so he knows how many points he has at any given time.
Okay, on line 4, we see the word monitors, and that's a verb, and that simply means to check or keep track of something through electronic information. Sometimes we will monitor something through a video camera.
Okay, so it's the idea of keeping track of information or watching something. That's a good word for you to learn. Let's review it right now in today's skit.
Mr. Badgeisky is a very dangerous man, so we have to watch him very carefully.
We need to monitor everything he does. That way we can catch him if he does anything wrong.
So we put a small video camera in his office.
It will record everything he does. It will monitor all his actions.
And we also put a little microphone there, too, so we can monitor everything he says.
That's not all. We can also monitor all his emails and his phone calls.
That's right. So now we have information on everything that he does.
We can monitor all his actions.
So now we can check up on him whenever we want.
Hey, what's that?
What? It looks like a video camera. Oh, no. And what's this? It looks like a hidden microphone.
Oh, no. It looks like Mr. Badgeisky is monitoring us.
Ah!
Okay, so in this case, these controllers or these generals are monitoring the action that's taking place, it says, on a map, and then they're giving this information to the players. So this giving this information would be considered updating them or giving them an update on what's happening.
Yeah, the controller is looking at a map or a screen. We see an example of one of those back on page 38, and then the controller is giving the players information, updating them on what's going on around this the city area in which they're playing.
And this word update can be used as a verb or a noun. It's used as a verb here. Now, of course, the controllers are updating the players, and the players or gamers are updating the controllers. They're telling them where their location is, so they at all times know where they're playing.
Okay, the last sentence, it says, it's the controller's job to help them either find or avoid the other players. So basically, the controller is the person who would be playing the game if you were playing the video game back 20 years ago.
That's right. And actually, if that controller is not careful, then the players could lose their lives because they're the ones responsible.
Okay, when you say lose their lives, you mean they would die?
Well, in the game, they will die.
Okay. Well, let's go to the chat room now, visit Ken and Rachel, and then we'll have a short break.
Welcome to the chat room. Today's lesson talks about a game called Pac-Manhattan.
That's right. It says that gamers dress up as ghosts and run through the streets of Manhattan. So Manhattan is part of New York City?
That's right. Manhattan is actually an island and is one of the boroughs of New York City. When people in New York talk about the city, they usually mean Manhattan.
Manhattan 是纽约市的一个 borough, B-O-R-O-U-G-H, borough 就是行政区。那虽然纽约市一共有五个区，一般人在纽约提到 the city 的时候都是在指曼哈顿。So can you tell the students more about Manhattan?
Sure. Manhattan is divided into uptown, midtown, and downtown.
So downtown is the central business district?
Well, in most cities...Downtown refers to the central business district, but in Manhattan, downtown refers to the southern part of Manhattan. And within downtown, there is Lower Manhattan, where Wall Street and the site of the World Trade Center are.
我们知道 downtown 是市中心、哦、但是在纽约 downtown 是所谓的下城，也就是在23街以南的曼哈顿南端的这个区。Uptown 是曼哈顿的北端，哈林区就在 Uptown， 而处于 Downtown 和 Uptown 之间还有所谓的 Midtown。 Now I've heard the expression a New York minute. What does that mean?
Well, since life in New York City moves at a very rapid pace, a New York minute just means an extremely short period of time. So for example, if I could find a way to master Chinese quickly, I would do it in a New York minute.But students, we need to take a break now. Studio Classroom will be back in a New York minute.
True or false? The creator of the video game Pac-Man was inspired by a pizza with a missing slice. True or false? The creator of the video game Pac-Man...was inspired by a pizza with a missing slice. True! Well, I'm not surprised. Pizza inspires me, too. It inspires me to eat more!
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about some very interesting games. We've learned about Bot Fighters, and we've also learned about Pac-Manhattan.
Let's take a look at Superfly. It's a cool game. Join us on page 39 in the left-hand column on line 8 for the reading.
Gaming gets as large as life. Superfly.In a game called Superfly, players create virtual identities on a website. They then attach these identities to their cell phones. Gamers can interact with other players who happen to be nearby. They can chat, argue, and even kiss, all with their cell phones. Their objective is to become a celebrity.By creating as much gossip as possible about themselves. The game's online newspaper reports on the players' activities. This game and others like it have brought the virtual world face to face with the real one. Will the real world ever be the same again?
Okay, we're taking a look at another very fascinating game. It's called Superfly, as you said. It says, in a game called Superfly, players create virtual identities on a website. Now, this is amazing, creating a virtual identity.
It is. Let's take a look at the name of the game first, Superfly. Actually, it's hip-hop language, first of all, and super means super or extraordinary, and fly has a different meaning here. It means very hip, very stylish, or very fashionable. So if you're Superfly, that means you're very popular, you're very in fashion.
Okay, so that's one identity I think a lot of people would like to have, right? And it says, in this game, you can create a virtual identity, a not really your identity or a real identity, but again, a virtual identity.
Okay, and an identity is a characteristic or it's a personality. So you can actually create a new personality and you're in charge of this personality. Mm-hmm. You're actually in charge of how he or she will relate to others and what that personality will be like.
That's right. So this idea of an identity is kind of a collective idea of all of your qualities or your characteristics that makes you you. So you can create your own identity, your own self in this virtual world.
I think one danger, Vicki, obviously that comes to my mind immediately is people wanting to live through their identity that they create and that they actually are living more in their identity and more concerned about what they create than their own lives.
Well, it's very possible. You know, a lot of people are not happy with who they are or their own identity, and so they like to create a virtual identity. Well, they can do that in this game, and it says they can attach these identities to their cell phones. Now, I'm not sure exactly how this works, but they do this again with new technology.
Right. Remember, technology is what's driving these new games. These games would not have been possible 10, 20 years ago. Well, gamers can interact with other players who happen to be nearby. And again, they're using their phones or GPS systems.
Okay, let's back up for a moment to talk about this idea of attaching it to your cell phone. Often when we think about attaching something, we think about actually connecting something to your cell phone or to something else so that it's actually fastened to that object. In this case, we're saying they're using their cell phones to create this identity and then to communicate through their cell phones this identity to other people.
It reminds me a little bit, Vicki, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, the Tamagotchi, the dolls from Japan, where you can actually feed and put to sleep these electronic pets. So they have these identities already in some kind of electronic form. Well, that's what's happening now, except you create the personality yourself.
That's right. And in this, gamers can interact with other players who happen to be nearby. I guess you can't play this just anywhere, but you have to play with players who are close. It says they can chat, they can argue, and they can even kiss. They can do all of this on their cell phones or with their cell phones.
It reminds me a little bit of Bot Fighters when you're so close in proximity or in location with the other players. That's kind of the same idea here. You're playing with people who are close by, and you, with your personality, you can do things with your cell phone like chat or kiss, do other things in communicating with others.
Okay. It says their objective is to become a celebrity by creating as much gossip as possible about themselves. I think this is very humorous in one way because in the real world, there are celebrities who do not want to have gossip out there about them. They don't want people to have this wrong idea about them. But notice it says this is the objective of the game, to create all this gossip and to kind of build this celebrity.
Gossip has kind of two meanings. One is that there's a negative meaning connected to it, where what you're saying is not true and you're passing that information on to others. Another sense of the word gossip is just simple trivial talk. For example, oh, she colored her hair or he got a haircut. It could be correct, but it's not really important stuff.
Okay, so it's passing this information around to create kind of this idea of this great person or this person that's very fascinating. Maybe not so great, but very fascinating. And more people become interested in that person, so they become a celebrity.
What's interesting, Vicki, you said it's funny in that way, and it is funny in another way. There are people who create gossip in real life for actors and mm-hmm. actresses. They want to get their names in newspapers and magazines and on the TV. When they create more gossip, their person who they're responsible for, their movie star or music star, becomes more popular.
That's true. Well, notice this is the objective. Now, an objective is an aim or a goal. So that's the goal of this game.
Okay, the game's online newspaper, which they even have and have created, they report on the players' activities. So after you've created this gossip or after you have played the game, you can look at the newspaper and see how many times perhaps your name has been mentioned.
Okay, and it says this game and others like it now have brought the virtual world face to face with the real one. Will the real world, it says, ever be the same again?
I don't think so, Vicki. With people running around with sheets on their heads, running through the cities, I don't think the world will ever be the same again. Well, let's go to Michelle for some language tips, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 monitor 这个动词。monitor 我们以前学过当名词是指电脑或电视的显示器或者是监视器。但是 monitor 在这里是当动词，意思是追踪或监视。例如 ,he has to perform regular checkups to monitor his blood pressure. 他必须经常做身体检查来追踪血压的高低。或者是 ,the police have been monitoring the mafia's activities.警方一直在监视黑手党的活动。接下来我们看 update 这个动词。update 在这里是指向某人报告最新的消息或状况。如果要说明所报告的内容是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,we have to update the board on this project's current budget. 我们必须向委员会报告这个提案目前的预算。或者是The TV news updates you on what's going around the world. 电视新闻告知你目前的国际局势。最后我们看的是 objective 这个名词。注意它的重音是在第二音节念成 objective。objective 是指目的或目标。例如 ,our main objective is helping disadvantaged children receive proper education.我们主要的目标是帮助弱势孩童得到适当的教育。或者是 ,the sales department successfully achieved their annual sales objectives. 业务部成功地达到他们的年度销售目标。And now let's review our keywords again in the word bank.
Arcade. When I was younger,I went to the arcade to play video games. Monitor. Two teachers monitored the class during the test to make sure no one cheated. Update. After returning from vacation, I asked my secretary to update me on the project. Identity. Are you sure you know the real identity of your internet friend? Objective.If we all work together, we can reach our objective more quickly.
Gaming gets as large as life. Pac-Man Hatton. The classic arcade game Pac-Man inspired a popular urban game in New York.Called Pac-Manhattan. Gamers dress up as ghosts and run through the streets of Manhattan, chasing another player dressed as Pac-Man. When a ghost touches Pac-Man, the game ends. Each player has a controller who sits in a room and monitors the game action on a map. The gamers use their cell phones to update their controllers on their location.It's the controller's job to help them either find or avoid the other players. Superfly. In a game called Superfly, players create virtual identities on a website. They then attach these identities to their cell phones. Gamers can interact with other players who happen to be nearby. They can chat, argue, and even kiss. All with their cell phones. Their objective is to become a celebrity by creating as much gossip as possible about themselves. The game's online newspaper reports on the players' activities. This game and others like it have brought the virtual world face-to-face with the real one. Will the real world ever be the same again?
You know, at the bottom of this article, students, it says that if you did well and you understood this article, you should try an advanced article.
That's a good idea. This article was a little difficult, so maybe you can challenge yourself with a low-level advanced magazine article.
Keep up the good work, everyone, and join us again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.